The issue is not so much with the quarry itself as with the traffic it might generate. Bo Hedrick lives near the gate where semi-trucks access the gravel road leading back to the quarry.
I purchased the home just over a year ago with the understanding that they were going to be continuing to move rock out of there, but just for another month or two, and then they were going to be shutting it down.
Those 2 months, he said, were stressful. Traffic to the quarry comes in and out on Yaw Drive, a residential street. Hedrick's house is actually on the corner of a side street just uphill from Yaw, and that worries him as the parent of 2 kids, ages 4 and 7.
So anytime they drop the basketball, let go of anything, it rolls immediately right down and through Yaw Drive and right into the ditch on the other side. Semis coming down there, we're averaging probably 30, 40 miles an hour when they come down. They're coming down from the gravel road, and there's no stop sign, there's no yield, there's no hey, slow down. They're flying, they're coming out.
Biha doesn't have concrete plans for the quarry yet, except that it knows it wants access to more rock. Work itself could be sporadic, and on a project-by-project basis. Crews will move material as needed, but not necessarily all the time. Biha's development coordinator says the organization is not planning on becoming a big rock supplier.
We're not really in the rock business. We're in the housing business. And so
Cliff Richter.
So the primary purpose of the request is how could we reclaim the site and turn it into something that would be more feasibly developed for residential use in the future. So we're looking, you know, not 2 years, 3 years out, but 10, 5, 10, 20 years out from now.
Assembly members had their own concerns. Phyllis Hackett wanted to know why there wasn't more public comment. She worried that the alphabet soup of government regulations and code is not always understandable to the general public.
I get mailings, you know, of things that are happening that I should be aware of, and really myself, and I'm fairly well informed, I would say 80% of the time, maybe 75, I don't know what it's talking about.
Hackett has had that worry before, and planner Megan Bozak said it's been taken seriously. The planning department now writes paragraphs on the back of public notices it mails to neighbors, attempting to explain the government ease on the front. That happens for every issue now. And for this case in particular, Bozak said the planning department tried to get more public comment.
We went ahead and extended the public process to 3 public hearings for both issues, and then a 4th public hearing for the conditional use permit, going over all the conditions and the findings.
The assembly added a couple conditions to the permit, including the installation of a stop sign and a speed limit of 20 miles an hour for trucks along Yaw Drive.
Speeding of heavy equipment in Sitka is a plague.
Interim Municipal Administrator Jay Sweeney.
And the only way you can control that is by, as either as Mr. Harmon said, by law enforcement or having such a penalty that it stings hard enough to really cause the folks to not speed. Which is, you get caught speeding, your quarry gets shut down.
That's an example, not a recommendation there. The assembly agreed that tougher penalties would work, but rewriting the law to make room for them will take some time. Neighbors, meanwhile, like Bo Hedrick, still have concerns. He wanted to know if there are no foreseen projects for the quarry to ship rock, why does work have to happen 6 days a week, as the permit allows? Why does work have to start at 7 a.m. when kids are still boarding school buses along the road? And finally, why do the rock trucks need to come through the neighborhood in the first place? After all, Hedrick said they're going to have a lot of rock to work with, so...
If they could build their own road, it would be outstanding. If there's an area where they could actually go and come out where they've got their new complex with all that, that would kind of cut off all of the housing, everything. So if the trucks could actually come out in that area and go up in that area and completely not even go into the residential area would be ideal.
Richter from Biha and Bozak from the planning department both said that Biha would be happy to work with neighbors, contractors, and the city to make the situation work for everyone. The assembly approved the changes 6-0. Tor Christensen recused himself because of close friendships with some of the people involved. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.